Europe and Haiti and Burma, oh my. There's trouble afoot, but God's there too. I'm Ruth Kramer, and you're listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the next 5 minutes, we'll take a look at where God is growing his kingdom and just how you can help. First, there's a question everybody can answer. Have you ever tried to ignore a problem and then discovered it didn't go away? That's exactly what's happening in Europe. The migrant crisis has gotten so bad it's forcing the EU to act. They've called an emergency meeting for September 14th to try to figure out what they're going to do. Jeff Palmer at Baptist Global Response.
It's nothing new. It is accelerating, and it's coming to the forefront now.
Local Christians have been helping since the very beginning. With BGR support, they're putting God's love into action, and the refugees are taking note.
He just kept saying, thank you for the food, but more than anything, I want to hear about your God. Because he said, you know, we have come out, and nobody's helped us except you who are followers of Christ.
Ask the Lord how he wants you to respond.
As they donate, it allows us to put things into the hands of our partners, and it gives them the tools to minister to those in need.
Across the pond, as Tropical Storm Erica makes its way across the Caribbean to Florida, it can be hard to see past destruction to the ways that rain can actually help. And that's for good reason. After Erica hit the island of Hispaniola in the Dominican Republic, dozens were reported missing, more than 20 were dead, and the situation's not much better in Haiti.
The reports that we're getting from Port-au-Prince are basically the trouble areas are the areas that had trouble before.
Those areas include communities that are still suffering from the 2010 earthquake. However, for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, there's an upside. The water reservoirs are filling back up, which means their burn clinic doesn't have to keep buying their water.
We've gotten enough rain now from Erica that the springs are flowing again, and we're getting water from the mountain springs again.
It allows them to keep the doors open, and the clinic is a great opportunity to bring Jesus to those around them.
They know their love is coming from God and God's people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Though water is warmly welcomed in Haiti, it's taken a month for floodwaters to start drying up in Myanmar. And right now, mud is up to the aid workers' knees, and believers are facing new challenges. Infections are spreading, and Christians have been denied basic necessities. Yet World Mission is handing out food, supplies, and audio Bibles to believers and non-believers alike to bring hope and trust in Jesus. But they could use your support. Pray for the million who've been displaced by the floods, and consider how you might be able to help World Mission. So it goes without saying that sometimes the best way to help in a situation is to actually understand the challenges.
The number one thing that I always have to help the hearing people to understand is that it's virtually impossible for them to read. And so that's why we have to do a video Bible in their heart language, sign language.
That's Mike Boos, president of Door International. He's explaining why they use chronological storytelling in a video Bible for the deaf. With it, a 2x2 team, that's an evangelist and a storyteller, can paint a picture of hope.
They go out on street corners and they'll tell Bible stories to each other, and where they know deaf are walking, and the deaf will come and ask, who are you and what do you do? And they'll say, oh, I'm a storyteller. Well, the inevitable question is, tell me a story.
Door has a lot of irons in the fire. Evangelism, church planting, Bible translation, leadership training. But here's what this has become. A dance of the heart that illustrates God's love to the deaf. But Boos says,
there's going to have to be a lot of gearing up of a lot more resources, human resources and financial resources, if we truly are going to finish the task.
And while translating God's word into sign language will lead to incredible outcomes, mass clothing and one-time donations are actually pushing African countries deeper into poverty. Why? Well, people aren't working to improve the economy. In the name of Jesus, Compassion International's found a different way. They're building up kids to have brighter futures where they can instill God's word and contribute to the economy. So, want to do something about the news you've heard today? Well, visit missionnews.org for the links. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily email features pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.